Joining us now, a very well-known, successful actor, common guest here on Fox News. He is his movie Unstoppable, extremely successful, now out on DVD. Kirk Cameron, welcome to Kill Meat and Friends.
Hey, how's it going? Great to talk with you. How you been?
Are you surprised? I mean, I know you hoped. Are you surprised how successful your movie's been?
Well, you know, I'm excited. I'm thrilled that that there are millions of people out there who are so concerned about the state of the country, the world, and they're asking the question, God, where are you in the midst of our tragedy, of our difficulty, not just on a national level, but even a personal level? Like when kids are getting cancer and shooters are showing up in movie theaters and schools, and they flock to the theaters, and we are fired up that people want to see these kinds of movies.
And they are, and they came out. And what do you think it's just the Christian community that's come out?
No, I think it's everybody. I mean, listen, the question, where is God in the midst of suffering and tragedy? Why does he let bad things happen to good people? That gets discussed on, you know, everything from Howard Stern to Billy Graham, right? This is the universal question that destroys people's faith or builds it up. And so regardless of your religious background or your worldview, people love this question. And it's one that is difficult to tackle, and so I tried to do it in a very creative kind of way by going back to the Garden of Eden and looking at the tragedy of the world from the beginning of time all the way through to our day today, and figuring that if we can approach this question not so much as a math problem that doesn't seem to add up, you know, how can a loving God let so much evil in the world, but see it as a story, which is what it is, it's history, his story, we can see God's perspective on time and understand that we're just in one middle chapter of the book, right? But the author is up to something. By the time we get to the final chapter, we're going to say, wow, it was a nail biter, but I wouldn't have changed a thing.
Well, so far now it's out on DVD. We're talking with Kirk Cameron. Kirk, a lot of people has used Kim Forward with your star shining and your fame high, and you decide to go a different direction, very conservative, very Christian. Do you have any regrets about that?
Oh, my goodness, no. Listen, I'm here talking to you about a favorite movie, and I managed to stay married for 23 years to an amazing woman.
When'd you get married, 11? How could you be married for 23 years?
I know. I'm trying to grow a beard just so people don't still think that I'm 14. Listen, the bottom line is no. I didn't decide to get super conservative or super religious. Neither one of those things ever really appealed to me. I simply woke up one day. Someone dragged me into a church. I heard a very respectable man get up and deliver a message that left me thinking, wow, I'm an idiot. I have so many great things in my life, and I've never once said thank you to the one who gave them to me. And I said, I want to live my life in a way that says I'm grateful for my life, for my family, and for the blessings. And that's been my goal. And, you know, if that makes me look like a conservative or religious, so be it. But I want to just say thank you, God.
Right. And, Kirk, here's a little of Unstoppable that's now out on DVD.
I want you to come on this journey with me to discover the answer to this age-old question. If God is good, why is there so much suffering? Why all the pain? Why does he allow evil in a world when he could stop it? I came out the other end of this meat grinder with my faith stronger than ever before. Join me, because I want to settle once and for all that life is stronger than death. Good is stronger than evil, and faith is stronger than doubt.
And Kirk, your message at the end of this is?
Oh, come on. You're going to give away the whole thing?
Well, why do good things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? I mean, it's a bunch of different ways to phrase it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, this is a question of all time. And so rather than giving a short, pat little apologetic answer, I made a whole movie. It's an hour and a half of diving into the eons of time and connecting it to my friend's funeral, watching his baseball team lower his casket into the ground. And at the end of it, I can tell you this. There is an author who is writing the story of history, and you and I are characters in that story, and he's faithful. He can be trusted. He's up to something amazing. And even though we don't understand all the details and the pain and the suffering that we deal with, he can be trusted. And this is a movie that will strengthen your faith, not tear it down. This is a movie that gives hope in times of despair. And I hope everyone goes out and gets it.
And what's your next project?
Next project is actually being released on Valentine's Day, and it's a movie about family and baseball. It's called Mercy Rule.
Really? Family and baseball?
Yeah. It's about family and baseball. It's coming out right here on Valentine's Day and the beginning of Little League baseball season, and it's awesome. Tim Hawkins plays my brother. My wife, Chelsea, plays my wife in the movie, and it's about faith, family, and you know, baseball, and mixed in there a little bit is a little government takeover of family private enterprise. So I'm sure you'd like that too.
You know, there's a law out there in one of these states that says we're going to mandate a marriage course before marriage statewide if you want to get married in this state. Do you think that should be a government mandate?
You know, the government wants to mandate everything, right? You know, everything from what we eat to, you know, how we run our businesses to, you know, what kind of health care we ought to have. And ultimately, I think that there's jurisdictions that the government needs to stay out of and needs to leave it up to the family or leave it up to the local community. And these are concepts that most of us aren't aware of. And so I would say when it comes to marriage and family and faith and these kinds of things, the government needs to stay out.
I thought you were going to say that. Hey, Kirk, congratulations. It comes out on the 28th, January 28th. Unstoppable the Movie. Go to unstoppablethemovie.com. Thanks, Kirk.
Thanks. Great to talk to you.
Keep listening to Kill Me to Friends.